All right. I assume that you're a little bit confused because what you just heard was segment one of what you think is program seven of the bigger picture, which began without any introduction at all. Nobody said, welcome to the bigger picture, program seven. This is Woody. It was just, well, some of you have come back. Well, let me explain to you what has happened. And this is really this segment two of program seven of the bigger picture, which in fact is airing now on Saturday, June the 24th. This is really the beginning of program seven for technical reasons and for reasons of, just the way I wanted it. We plugged in segment one, a 12-minute spare segment that I had recorded for show number six that we did last week. And because so much has happened here in the last couple weeks with the continuation of the war against Donald Trump by traitors and cockroaches, or cockroaches that are traitors. And as I said several weeks ago, I've wadded everything up and just thrown it out because what I've intended to do in the past and what I really wanted to say is no longer important, though it is extremely important, but it's been replaced by an even greater priority. People, we have to understand the magnitude of what's happening and what we need to do. And so when I listened to that little segment that we plugged in at the beginning and I didn't want to throw out, I realized it sort of was an encapsulation of a lot of what I've said in the past, and I'm just going to stand on that. So I hope you listened well to segment one of what you thought was program seven, because what I said is not going to be emphasized that much anymore. We're going to shift into a intense period of defining, in my humble opinion, this what this show is all about. It's opinion. It's opinion based on a library full of some really good books I have in my personal library and some personal experiences in the military as a pilot and a lower-level intel guy and some other stuff, as well as things that I did in the civilian world as a commercial pilot and also some very influential people that I flew and interacted with. I've had experiences that have shaped my opinions that I think, well, I trust me more than anybody else right now. And I know anybody that has his own self as a teacher and a leader probably has a fool for them. But I think in this case, I don't know anybody that is has a background similar to mine at my low everyday Joe level. And folks, that's where things happen. The level of the everyday Joe. That's just how God works. It's not the high and the mighty. You know, Jesus said, warned us. He said, you know, it's not the rich going to heaven. Many are called, few are chosen. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle and a rich man to get into heaven. And beware wealth, because it takes our focus off the primary mission in life, which is to focus on the Father of God, from which all authority flows. And I believe that it's the wealth of America and the personal hubris that comes with that wealth that have taken our eyes off God and has caused the erosion of the necessary righteous authority that keeps the culture functioning. And now we are floating in a sewer. And that's why cockroaches are in control of this nation, and why traitorous individuals like pusillanimous joke Biden at the head of the demonic Democrat Party has created this mess that we're in right now. And it's only going to get better. So from here on out, from this show 7 through show 13, when we make a decision about what's next, you're going to hear the same angry diatribe that you hear right now. But let me just go back to what I said. Segment one was a summary of what I've said to this point, and it talked about the eight great doctrines and the three absolutely necessary orientations that a rational, God-fearing human being has to have to be a good citizen and even probably just to get through what, in my humble opinion, lies ahead. And the events in the recent weeks with the continued attack on Donald Trump tells me that we're heading into. It's a storm that I would never have flown through when I was a pilot, and if I was a captain of a ship, I'd have turned around and gone the other way too. But we have no choice. We're going through it. This is the bed that we've made, and it's the bed that we will now lie in. And this radio station, AM 1100 WCGA, wonderful coastal Georgia, is going to be a beacon of light, whether you think so or not, or think it even can be, because it's such a small station that's off the air a lot of the time. And we're going to address that in a minute. But this station is telling you what you need to hear, and this program is part of that. So segment one of program seven came from an extra segment of program six. And so effective now, we're going to talk about the things that Woody wants to talk about, because if we can't galvanize some real men to stand up now and step forward and do things, and we'll talk about what they are shortly again, then it's a mess. But one of the things that we talked about in that previous segment that you just heard was the mobility meeting that we had at the end of May, handful of men sitting around a table doing what men used to do in taverns, impacting the government that ruled over them, and sometimes fighting and even shooting themselves in the case of the Burr-Hamilton duel, resulting from a debate about government and how it should be. We met, and those men there understand, they get it, but we're going to hammer again a few more things so that people who step forward have a better idea of what is needed immediately and the amount of the danger, the size of the danger that is ahead of this country, what lies ahead of us. All right, where do we go from here? I've told you hundreds of times on the radio, America is in trouble. It is in, first of all, great spiritual trouble, because men don't know the Word of God, and that's the only way that you're going to get out of this mess. And we're in even more significant trouble physically because of the geopolitical threat, the nations that are aligned against us and their desire to take us out, and the fact that there are people in our government who headed up, and most of them are in the Democrat Party, are trying to destroy this nation. The emperor is naked. The emperor is naked. Believe your eyes, people. What you see is a nation coming apart at the seams by willful action of either the most stupid people in human history or traitors. And it's a combination of both. We're going to talk about this now in the three final segments of Program 7. I hope you'll come back, and we're going to begin a coherent discussion of what lies ahead. Come back. Thank you.